You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Okay, it's after 8 o'clock and you know what time it is now. It's my segment with Steve. You there, Steve?
Certainly am, Josh, and good evening to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, hello to our listeners as well. And we had a bit of a discussion. We made a promo and we called this segment Whatever Happened To. So do you want to stick with that name?
Yeah, let's stick with that. Unless we get any opinions to the contrary, I reckon we'll go with that.
Yep, so we've got this new segment. We've had it for about 5 weeks now. Whatever Happened To? And who have you got for me tonight, Steve?
Well, I've got a gentleman who will be familiar to quite a few people. His name is Barry Maguire.
And the good news is it's familiar to me, one I know this week.
That's very good. I'm pleased to hear that. Of course, he only had the big one, the one-hit wonder, but in the end, I've made a note here that this gentleman was a bit more than a one-trick pony. He's involved in quite a few other things also. So that makes for a quite an interesting story.
Look forward to it. Tell me about more about Barry Maguire. I just know the one song.
Okay. Well, Barry Maguire was born on the 15th of the 10th, 1935, in Oklahoma City. Family moved to California when he was 2 years old. Barry worked as a commercial fisherman and a pipe fitter. That's just a little bit of generality there. In 1961, after getting a job in a bar, he recorded an unsuccessful single called The Tree. He then formed a duo with a fellow called Barry Kane, that's K-A-N-E, and they called themselves, can you guess what they might have called themselves, Josh?
I don't know.
Barry and Barry.
Two Barrys.
Yeah. Well, I think the Two Barrys would have been a better name than Barry and Barry.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
They sang folk songs at a bar called the Ice House in Pasadena in California, and then moved to start singing at a place called the Troubadour, which I think quite a famous place in Hollywood in 1962. At this point of time, in 1962, I might add that he actually appeared in an episode of the television series called The Virginian, which you may or may not be familiar with, and the listeners out there may or may not know.
I think it was a Western, wasn't it?
That's a Western, that's right, and starred James Dury. And he was in an episode in October 1962. His name was Harry Krause in the particular show that night. It was called Big Day, Great Day. So if anybody wants to catch up with that, they certainly can. He then formed a group which was called the New Christy Minstrels, which people might be familiar with, which was rather a large folk group. And they had a big hit in 1963 called Green Green, which Maguire wrote, and you will hear his quite interesting voice as lead singer on that particular song. At the same time as New Christy Minstrels, Barry and Barry released their first and only album, which included If I Had a Hammer, which was sung 3 months after Peter, Paul and Mary had actually recorded it. He left the Christy Minstrels in 1965, and in September of that year, a song that we'll come to know and listen to many times, Eve of Destruction, was released both as a single and an album. It actually peaked in the album charts at number 37, but the single was an absolutely monstrous success, and it was all over the world. And it was his first and only single success, but what a song it was. He stated that he recorded the song in one take on a Thursday morning, and by the following Monday, it was on radio.
Wow.
Now, that was a pretty fast transition, I must say. Just as a bit of a sidelight here, and I noticed this when I was looking up the biography of the person who wrote the song, which is whose name was P.F. Sloan. Now, there's a song that we're all familiar with, it's Old Enough to Kill But Not for Voting, which over a period of time, within 5 or 6 years' time, they'd had a movement called the 26th Constitution of the United States. And this movement was all for getting the voting age lowered from 21 to 18, and this is precisely what the song was referring to. So in 1971, it ended up that voting at 18 became law. So the power of that song went a bit further than just the nationwide protests scenario that was going on at the time. He had a second album called The Precious Time, which included a version of California Dreamin', with the Mamas and Papas actually singing backing vocals. You might recall in the song, people might recall in the song, the Mamas and Papas song Creek Alley, that McGuire's name gets a mention probably three or four times. He appeared in a couple of musicals, and this was a time when people decided the musicals that should start appearing in the nude. And of course, Hair was one of them, and the other one was Age of Aquarius, in which McGuire appeared in both of those shows in the nude. So to each their own, I say. He then appeared in a movie, Josh.
Yeah, I think I know it, The President's Analyst.
How good are you? Very good indeed. Do you know who else was in it?
James Coburn.
Very good. Yeah. He's done. I didn't get him this week, Christmas, so he's right on the ball.
And he was the head of a, Barry McGuire was the old wrangler, head of a hippie tribe in it. I haven't actually seen it. I'm just reading on Wikipedia. I'm cheating. But yeah, he was the head of the hippie tribe that helped the James Coburn's character escape. The government were after James Coburn's character, and the hippies helped him escape by the sounds of things. Sounds like a very interesting film. I'll have to look this one up.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm pleased that you actually were aware of it. That was very good. He also appeared in another movie, which is very B or C grade, evidently, in 1971. It was called Werewolves on Wheels, and it didn't get a very good review from when I looked it up, so I don't think we'll bother with that one.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at that on Wikipedia too. I've never heard of it, but the poster looks very interesting, with a werewolf on a motorbike, so that sounds... I wouldn't mind watching it. It just looks very bad, but...
Well, it sounds like that might appeal to you, but I must admit it won't appeal to me, Josh. In 1971, naturally, Barry McGuire became a born-again Christian, and this is the rest of his life has basically been devoted to promoting that cause. He recorded two albums on the Mer label, which he left in 1976, and recorded seven albums on a label called Sparrow, and then released a top-selling children's album, which I'm not familiar with, called Bullfrogs and Butterflies. And this was for a Sparrow subsidiary company called Birdwing. After several other musicals which he appeared in and albums, he settled with his wife in New Zealand, where he continued to write musicals and host videos that had a religious theme, and also wrote a book with a religious theme in 1980, which was called In the Midst of Wolves. He returned to the US in the 1990s, but still spends part of his time in New Zealand. An interesting item which I brought to my attention was that Barry McGuire actually appeared in 2008 on the Australian show Spicks and Specs. And this particular segment where he appears is on YouTube, and he's actually performing an updated version of Eve of Destruction. And he removes references to Red China and some other lyric modifications, and made some other lyric modifications to suit the times, thinking it may be some of them may be offensive to some people. Also in 2008, he went on a tour with a former member of the Byrds called John. His name was John York, and they called the tour Tripping the 60s, and they were basically consisted of modifying some old song lyrics to reflect the issues of the day. Barry McGuire still lives today in Fresno, California.
Well, it's a great artist. And do you want to hear the Eve of Destruction? It was a bit too timely at the moment, but no, it's a great song. We'll hear it. Here's Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. Yeah, and iconic song, don't you think, Steve?
Well, I think it's in the midst of a whole lot of protest songs, and that was the way the 60s were going. And that, amongst most of the protest songs, to me, if it wasn't number one, it was certainly in the top three or four.
Yeah, I think up with Bob Dylan and Times Are Changing, I think that one, and yeah, top three or four, definitely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Before I go on, I better send a little message out to my friend, my wife, and my friend Betty, who does the recording of our particular show, Josh, and ties it in with the song and puts it on my Facebook page. So I'm very appreciative of that, Betty, so thank you for that.
I'll have to get onto your Facebook page as well and have a look.
Yeah, I hope it appears there. I think we might be having a bit of trouble with it, but it may appear on there. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know whether I'm the only one that's got access to it or not. So we're trying to work on that one.
That's all right. And you can check the podcast on the 1FM channel later. Well, we can't put the song in, unfortunately.
No, that's right. But that's always worth listening to. And I'm certainly pushing the cause for that one too, Josh.
Thank you. And, before we go, just after we go, do you want to hear Green Green as well?
Well, if you've got it there, that would be greatly appreciated, because I think that's a terrific little song too.
Yeah, we'll hear it. We may have to go to a quick sponsors break, but we'll hear it after the sponsors break. And thanks, Steve. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, plenty more to where that came from, Josh. Thanks for that, and thanks for listening, viewers. I wish we had some viewers, Josh. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe not the way... No, maybe not. They might not like what I look like, but...
Don't you think they'd like our mugshot, John?
Yeah, I think we've definitely... I've got a face for radio anyway, but I know we've got some keen listeners of this segment, and I'll look forward to it being back next week.
I'll look forward to it, Josh, and we'll catch you soon. All the best.
Take care. And that was Steve, friend of the show. We'll just go to a quick sponsors break and then we'll have Green Green on the other side of it. You're listening to 1FM. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.